This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hello, everyone. It is Megan. We are back for another episode of Running on Sunshine. And today we are joined by a friend to the show. You've heard her before, our friend Sarah. Sarah, hi.
Hello.
And today we're going to be talking about the Marine Corps Marathon. Sarah has just recently finished it. She goes there almost annually now. I feel like it's become your annual pilgrimage. It is. So I can't wait to hear your opinions and thoughts on it. In the meantime, let's pop the hops. You guys, I bought a lot of pumpkin beer. We're out of pumpkin season, but we're probably gonna do a couple more pumpkins, so just brace yourself because I got a little out of control. Sarah, take it away. What are we drinking?
We are drinking the Greater Pumpkin by Heavy Seas Brewery, I believe. Mm. It is a pumpkin ale brewed with pumpkin and spices aged in bourbon barrels. And the back of the label actually says it is fearless, bold, and independent.
Oh.
Words to live by there.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's drink.
Cheers.
Cheers. Go ahead. How are we feeling?
They weren't lying about the spice. It kind of feels like I've taken a shot of pumpkin pie spice mix.
Mm. I'm a fan of that.
I taste the pumpkin for sure and the spices.
It has a weird, like, lager thing to me,
yeah.
Right? Okay, yeah. I thought it was just me. It's got, like, I'm not mad at it. I'm going to drink it. I'm going to happily drink it. You're right. There is quite a bit of spice. But it tastes like lager that's had pumpkin and spice thrown in it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So not my fave off the top, but I feel like it's the kind of thing that as I continue to drink it, I'm going to get used to it. And
you'll adapt.
Okay,
let's drink it. Let's keep drinking it and see what happens. All right, so today we are talking about the Marine Corps Marathon. While painting at the same time and podcasting, we've got a lot going on. Sarah, this year you did Marine Corps. What year was it for you? How many times have you been out there? Do you remember?
I think I've completed it 9 times.
Mm.
But the previous 2 years were both virtual options. So I think I've been in the city running the marathon 7 times. But so that might be a miscount. And then I've done the 10K out there 3 times as well.
That's amazing. Okay, and Marine Corps takes place where?
It takes place in Washington, D.C. It starts at the Pentagon South parking lot, mm-hmm. Pentagon North parking lot, and it runs through some of the main areas of the city, and it ends at the Iwo Jima Memorial, the Marine mm-hmm. Corps Memorial.
That's very cool. All right, so talk us through it. Registration, is it difficult, or can you get a spot pretty much any time?
I can't speak to how it is these days, because when I first started running it, it was competitive, but if you jumped in, you could get in there, and then maybe started doing a lottery. I've now completed it enough times that I am part of the runners club, so I get early registration. So I don't know if it is still, I know the previous 2 years being virtual, it changed some of the options because it was open to anybody once it became virtual. So I'm not sure if they have continued the lottery option this year or if it's back to being open. It is considered the People's Marathon, and it is one of the largest marathons because they accept 40,000 runners.
Wow.
So it's a pretty huge field.
That's amazing. What a nice thing that they do for their annual runners, though, to be able to give them for like access to registration without having to fight for it every year.
Yeah, the Runners Club is great.
That's such a nice thing. I mean, you don't get a lot of runs that do that. That's a really great. Okay, so let's talk about packet pickup. What does that look like?
So in the past, it's switched around, and I think it just depends on what's available in the city that weekend. My first few years, it was at the DC Armory, which is a very small building in DC, and lines would snake around the building, like triplicate, curly cues all around the building.
Just to get into the expo?
Just to get into the expo and packet pickup.
Oh.
Thankfully, they usually moved pretty fast, but you were out there trying to find the end of the line was difficult because the way they snaked around the building so many times and went in curly cues and S patterns. So there was one year where I was at packet pickup late on a Saturday, and I was actually worried about getting all of my materials in time before it closed. So for several years, then they moved to the Gaylord Convention Center across the river, which is this huge complex, and it was more difficult to get to, but it was wide open and there was never any lines, and it was this enormous facility, but a lot less personal. So this past year, it was back at the Armory, and I had a very hard time finding the end of the line. I walked back and forth 3 times before I finally figured out where the end of the line was. But once I got in line, I probably was only in line for 15 minutes because it moved the entire time.
Well, that's good.
It was much smaller inside, less vendors, which sometimes means less free swag. Mm-hmm. But I still got some of the good stuff. Two of my favorite vendors weren't there where I love to get stuff. But overall, it was pretty nice.
Do you think there were less vendors because of COVID, or was it space?
I think it was probably a little bit COVID related because they are long-term vendors. And I think if they had wanted in, they would have gotten their space.
Okay, gotcha. All right, gotcha. All right, so talk us through morning of, because in the past I've heard you... Oh, wait, before we move on to that, can we talk about the race shirt?
We can. I don't know why they do this, but the Marine Corps Marathon race shirt is typically a fleece-lined mock turtleneck, which is ridiculous, and I never wear it again, except if I happen to be in the north in the winter and am freezing. It's the most ridiculous shirt, but for some reason I still absolutely love it now because it's become kind of a joke. They did have 1 year where they did a very lightweight quarter zip.
That's the digital, the virtual, and I did it with you that year. Yeah. And I was so grateful.
You got very lucky.
I know.
I will say that the year before that, or 2 years before that, the shirt, typically it's a solid color with all of the logos and sponsors, and it's this, like I said, fleece-lined mock turtleneck. It used to be really heavyweight cotton mock turtleneck, which was still terrible, but a little bit better than the fleece line, because it's a fleece lined performance shirt, so it's very compression-y as well. So it used to be really heavy cotton.
Painting a beautiful picture.
it's terrible. I never wear it, except like I said, if I'm in Michigan in January. But they did have 2 years where it was the compression shirt, the dry fit shirt, mock turtleneck without the fleece lining, and then the 1 year where they had the quarter zip. But 2 years before it went virtual, they decided against the all solid color shirt, and they printed a shirt that had, it was like a picture of all the people running the race, one of the pictures from a previous race. And so you had people's heads all over your shirt, and it looked like somebody had vomited on it. It was terrible, and to the point where they acknowledged it was terrible, they had a whole a little podcast about how terrible the shirt was. They acknowledged it was awful. Yeah. So that one will never, ever come.
You kept saying, it's horrible, it's horrible. And then you finally sent a picture and I was like, oh my God, you were not being dramatic. It is bad.
To the point where I was running that year and I ended up behind these two women who were talking about how terrible the shirt was. And one of them said her friend's face was right across her left breast area. And she was like, I cannot wear this shirt in my hometown because that's my friend's face right on top of my breast.
And oh my God. That's so
awful.
Funny.
That's how bad this shirt was.
I love it. That's amazing. Okay. So let's talk us through start line, some of the pros and cons of this run, things you love, things you don't love. Why do you keep going back? Hit me.
Okay. So for the most part, there's not a whole lot I don't love about this race. That's why I do it every year and why I fly to DC. I get to see some friends, so that's one of the big pros, is I have friends who live in the area and I get to stay with them, and it's the one time of year that I am guaranteed a visit with them. I love the course. I love the spectators.
Is it hilly?
There are only maybe 2 significant hills. So from mile, they change up the course just a little bit every couple of years. So I can't say this is like the very specifics, but typically from mile 1 to 2 is one long gradual hill. Mm-hmm. So that sucks. But then you get past it and then you're basically on a fairly flat course. I want to say around mile 6, there's another smaller hill. And then when you get to about mile 21, it's the Crystal City Bridge, which used to be the only gauntlet point on the race. It's not the only gauntlet now, or it's not the only swept point anymore, but it is the point where it's an interstate on-ramp and it's mile 21. It's brutal. By then, the sun is out for those of us who are not elite runners. You're out there for a while. There's not a water stop up there, but they have now started putting these giant coolers where if you take your own cup or your own refillable bottle, you can fill up with water there. But it tends to be the point where your will to keep running dies, because even if I'm having a great run, when I get to that point, everybody around me starts walking, because it's people en masse walking up this interstate on ramp, and then they're on the interstate for about a half a mile to a mile. And it's just hot and brutal, and nobody's out there cheering you on. But when you get off of that, you enter into Crystal City at about mile 22, 23, and they usually have a festival in Crystal City, and there's tons of people out. Everybody's out there cheering. So once you get off that bridge, you feel golden, because you're energized again. You've got the support.
But when you say they leave water there to be refilled, the rest of the course is fully hydrated.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
water support.
Yeah, and there's stations. Water before that and after that. It's just really hard for them to man that station. And they used to, but now they, it's definitely a better option to just have the jugs out there that people can fill themselves. Because otherwise you've got disposable cups all over the interstate. Nobody wants that.
Mm-hmm.
So that hill is brutal. And then the very final hill is the last 0.2 up to the Iwo Jima Memorial. And that's tough because it's a pretty steep hill, but A, lined with Marines, and B, spectators cheering you on. It's so inspirational when you're hitting that final corner and headed up. So it's hard not to run that, even when I usually have to take a break before it, knowing I'm coming up to it, because I know I need to run up that.
So. Mm-hmm. When you're saying spectators, are we talking like people handing things out or just cheering with signs?
Just lots of cheering, people okay. with signs. It's a pretty well spectated course. So
that's awesome.
There's a lot of areas where people are, there's a lot of race support with the water stops and the food stops, gels, whatever. But there's a lot of just flat out spectators, because the race is supported by a lot of different groups and they have their people out there cheering on everybody. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you have family coming with you, they'd be able to easily like follow you along the course and stop off and find you, do you think?
At a couple of different spots.
That's
because
awesome.
It's not a true out and back in most spots, but there are a couple of places where you're looping just a couple of blocks over, so they could meet you on one side and then they can cut over a couple of blocks and maybe see you run by again. And depending on how metro savvy they are, they can hit you at a couple of different spots too. It
okay.
just depends.
And I know you usually stay with friends when you're there, but there are race hotels, right? And how close do you think that they are to the start? Like, could you start and be close enough to like walk to from your hotel to the start line, or not so much?
I don't know that you could. I think you'd still have to take the metro, because the runner's village is in the Pentagon parking lot,
mm-hmm.
which is a giant area.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that there's any hotels that close to the Pentagon.
Gotcha.
So I think you have to metro in regardless, or
okay.
Or park nearby.
Okay. So you have to be smart enough to figure out the metro.
Yeah, but it's a great system.
Is it? It's easy.
Yeah. And so one of the other things, and you may circle back to this, but one of the other things I really love about this race, although it makes me super emotional every time, is they have a Blue Mile. And I want to say it's like mile 15. It's right. Is it right before, right after you run across the National Mall and near the Capitol and the monuments? But there's an entire mile that is lined with pictures of servicemen killed in action, with their date they were killed in action. And I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it, because it's a whole mile, and I definitely have to just stop and walk for a little bit to remind myself of, you know. This is the Marine Corps Marathon.
You're making me emotional,
I know,
too.
So it's really tough sometimes,
yeah.
just depending on the year. Sometimes I look at as many of the pictures that I can, and I read the names. And sometimes, you know, I'm just able to keep that in my back of my mind. But sometimes I actually have to stop and walk for a few minutes. But then when you finish the Blue Mile, it's the supporters of the Blue Mile for about another mile. And they have just this huge row of flags. Mm. You're running under like a flag tunnel and they are screaming and cheering. And
sounds amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
I know this year when we were talking and you were like, I don't know how I'm going to do. And when you were telling us about this part, I was like, pick someone and be like, I'm running for David.
Yeah.
And then be like, this finish is for you, David. Like when you're in that blue mile.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Especially if, and let's talk, and you talked about it already a little bit, but the feeling as you run up that last mile, as you're going up the hill and it's lined. Can we talk about that for just a minute? Because I feel like that's such a beautiful thing.
Oh, so not just the Marines. No.
And yes, the Marines.
I mean, that is a beautiful thing. But yeah, it's just, it depends. There's actually been years where the Marine Corps Marathon or the memorial has been under construction. So all I was running towards was, you know, a set of scaffolding, mm-hmm. but less inspirational. But it, and you actually don't see it really until you are finished. So mm-hmm. it's not like you can even see it as you're running up that final point two, but there are so many people and there are, it's so encouraging and everybody's cheering you on and telling you, you can do it. You're, you know, you're doing great, you know.
And they're in their uniforms.
They are in their uniforms. There's Marines along the entire course.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's very motivational. How can you feel like you can stop and let them down and like you've got to finish and push through?
Exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the finish shoot for a minute. So you finish. Is there an after party or you just walk out and you're done? What happens?
So you finish and then the memorial is just beyond you. So you finish and there are Marines who salute you and give you your medal. You get your medal and then you can stop and have your photograph taken in front of the memorial. So they'll do both the professional photos there, but they all will also take your phone and take your photo in front of the memorial for you. And then you leave that area and the entire Roslyn area of the city is a festival. So once you leave the finish line area, it's a giant street party in Roslyn.
That's crazy cool.
Yeah, so
have you ever felt like staying or are you like, I'm just done
out of here? I usually leave pretty quickly, yeah. Mostly because I'm feeling rough.
Yeah.
As you know, not great on the training aspect.
Yeah. Sarah's one of my training partners where she'll be like, I'm just too tired or it's too cold. And I'm like, heard, I'll stay in bed also.
There's more than one marathon where I've gotten in maybe one long run and I'm like, no, I can survive this. It'll be okay.
Yeah. It's a do as we say, don't do as we do kind of a thing.
So usually, plus I want to get, you know, my friends don't often make it down. So usually I'm just thinking, hey, I want to go back and my friends have four daughters that I really love hanging out with. So I'll walk around. I don't hurry to get to the UPS truck where my bag drop is. So bag drop is at a UPS truck and then it shows up at the finish line for you. So
very cool.
I don't hurry to get to my truck usually. I'll mosey and see what, partly because that's as fast as my legs will take me at that point, but partly because I'm enjoying my surroundings. And then I'll get in the line for the metro and just head back to my friend's house so I can hang out with them.
Very cool. Okay, one more thing before I let you go.
Okay.
Can we talk about the medals? Because there have been some cool ones that you've gotten with some cool things in them. Go ahead.
I do love their medals. So typically the Marine Corps medals always have the globe, the eagle, and the anchor. Mm-hmm. And there's something interesting about every single one of them. So one of them opens and has a compass inside. One of them has ashes from the actual Iwo Jima. One of them rotates. All of them do something really cool. So I love them.
Yeah, they seem cool really creative. Whoever's doing the metal design, because I have the virtual year was the ashes one. Mm-hmm. So I have that one. I thought that was one of the neatest medals I've ever gotten. Yeah. I was like, someone put a lot of thought and work into this.
Yeah.
To piece it all together. So very cool. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. I really appreciate it and enjoy the rest of your lager spice. It didn't change for me, the beer. Did it change for you?
I've only had a couple of sips here.
Oh, because I've had you talking. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It'll be okay.
I'm going to drink it. I know, yeah. That's why we're...
go buy another one.
That's why we're friends. It's not going to waste, but we're not going to get him again.
Well, I'm happy to talk about Marine Corps anytime because it is by far my favorite race. And I will continue to do it as many years as I am. Even though every year leading up to it, I think, nope, this is the year. This is my last year. I can't keep doing this where I don't train. And then I get out there race morning and I love it so much. I'm like, okay, next year I'm really going to train and I'm really going to do it.
So. I felt like this year you put a lot of work in, friend.
I did not.
Oh, it seems on the outside looking in, I always felt like she's doing so much, I'm doing so little.
I talked a big game apparently because no, I really only got in the one long run. But it, you know, it got me through. So maybe
that's,
next year.
That's my life for Disney Marathon weekend right now. I'm really hoping I can get a long run in next weekend. So I feel you. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. You were amazing.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us and we'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks again for joining the show today, guys. Make sure you leave a review for us on this podcast and follow us on Facebook at Running on Sunshine. Also, if you feel like we've said anything in error, please reach out and let us know. Have a great day.